is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Nothing to do to her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Beaten Path, broadcasting live down here in Central Florida from Studio E. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Glad to be here. The date is the 3rd of December, 2017. We've got a great show lined up for you the next 2 hours. We are going to do a little backtrack as I got some emails, people requesting that I kind of skirted over some stuff pretty fast with our co-host Ron McDonald on Monday when I took over for John Stadmiller on some issues of campaign promises and some technocracy issues. They actually go hand in hand together, and we'll talk about those issues a little later here. But it is a beautiful day down here in sunny Central Florida. I'm loving it. It is not the perfect place. It is not a utopia. There is no utopia in the United States. I did leave California couple months ago, and I think that was a good move. We'll talk about some things that happened, a certain court case that just happened a couple days ago that made headlines again of the sanctuary cities in California. We'll discuss those a little bit, and President Trump's reaction to that decision. So, but first I want to go back to you know, what's going on with these sexual allegations and accusations is a stand-up comedian's dream come true. If I ever decide to go into stand-up, my God, I can just camp outside of Washington there and just watch these people and what's going on. And then if I get tired of that, go out to Hollywood and find those scoundrels and perverts, whatever you want to call them, and I've got great material. Well, the list is growing week by week. Let's see. Last week, we had Charlie Rose thrown under the bus. I was kind of surprised on that one, but I have to laugh at some of the things that they said he did. And he doesn't deny that all of them are true. He says, you know, I'm sorry, I acted inappropriately. And then we find some other things out, and I have to laugh at some of the statements, the testimony from the females. And you notice most of the time, other than Roy Moore, most of the times the testimony is from anonymous. Well, you know, if you can make these accusations and allegation claims, I'm not sure how you're protected by anonymous. You should be outed. You should have to show who you are, and you actually need to show some proof, because allegations and accusations is not conclusive proof. So let me open my window here so I can talk to my board op. But we're going down a very, very sketchy past future coming here if allegations and accusations can be now considered concrete proof, which means I can't run for city council, and I'd hope to, because I had a little run-in on the playground when I was in the fifth grade with a little girl named Mary. Don't want to give her last name out in case she's listening, but I was planning on going into city council to be a councilman, but you know, that little playground mishap as I was falling off the monkey bars, and I reached out and I accidentally brushed her little mosquito bites, and she screamed foul. And so I guess my political career is over. I will just have to do what I'm doing here on RBN and talk about these issues. And like I said, this list is growing every week. It's kind of funny. And we started off, you know, President Trump. Of course, that was a campaign strategy by Hillary Clinton. And it didn't quite work. We call that the dirty diaper thrown against the wall campaign strategy. Didn't quite work. And this most recent one just came to attention a couple of days ago, which is, by the way, my early Christmas present. They are allegations and accusations. And I have to say I give everybody the same consideration. It's not concrete proof. But he did come back and say, yeah, I did wrong. I did some bad things. And that would be Mr. Matt Lauer, which is the epitome of mainstream media hack fake news. I despise this man. I don't like him. I never have. So it doesn't surprise me that he's used his power, his authority to get what he wants in areas of the flesh. So, that's an early Christmas present for me. I'm happy to hear that one. And my wife likes to watch the Today Show. I have no clue why. Maybe she likes Al Roker. I don't know. But I come into the room and I give her 10 minutes tops. And I said, that's got to go. Find something else. Because I just can't stand fake news. And any host here on RBN will tell you the same thing. We hate fake news. We want real news. News we can use. News to educate us, to help inform us, to make better decisions. And that's what I'm about here on Off the Beaten Path. But, I look at the big list here, and I copied out a list just the other day because I'm kind of surprised. You know, we got Oliver Stone thrown in there now. Like, evidently, little Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Gilbert's coming after Oliver Stone. And let's see who else we got here. Ben Affleck's been fingered. Harvey Weinstein, of course, and his brother now, Bob Weinstein. Sylvester Stallone, interesting. Andy Dick thrown into the list. Jeremy Previn, another actor for his series called Entourage, which he finally said, I'm fighting back, actually taking a polygraph test and passed the polygraph. So those people are now looking at basically shameless, whatever, having egg on their face. Reverend Jesse Jackson, of course, I'm not surprised on that one. And, they're going to back off on him because now I guess he's come back and said he's got either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Louis C.K., comedian. Steve Harvey, which is interesting. He has a game show called Family Feud, and he still has a show. Amazing. Still has a show. Admitted he'd done some things wrong. Still has a stand-up comedian career. Kathy Griffith is out of the picture. She's history and crying like a baby now. So because she feels like she's been treated unfairly for the Donald Trump heads off. Little thing she did, that little skit she did. Al Franken, Mr. Stuart Smalley. And gosh darn it, people just like me. Yeah, well, we really don't like you, Al. We really don't. But, the Democrats are getting a pass from people like Pelosi. She's basically patted John Conyers on the back for his sexual inappropriateness. And other Republicans get the finger pointed at him for wrongful doing, and Democrats don't. You notice they backed off completely off of Kevin Spacey, which I'm sure the LGBTQ, RST, whatever, W2TF, had a big part of that, to saying, hey, lay off this guy. They have a very powerful lobby there, evidently. And who else? What is it with the Matt Wiener, the guy, the actor on Real Men? How come every guy named Wiener always seems to get in all these troubles? There's got the Anthony Wiener, Matt Wiener. There's another Wiener out there. But there seems to be a problem with that name and getting yourself in a lot of trouble. And, of course, they had to pick on the dead guy, Marlon Brando, but nothing said about Hugh Hefner. He gets a pass. After he gets a pat on the back for being the ladies' man, you know. So, one last one, Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion, NPR, evidently is getting some heat now for what he supposedly was accused of doing. So the list grows day to day, week to week. And I can only say that it's a stand-up comedian's dream come true. But it is taking us away, farther and farther away from the big picture of what is really going on. Now, just the other day, I got an article that says 30 indictments coming soon for Hillary Clinton. And, of course, it's got a lot of baggage there. Of course, they should be coming. My prediction is they never really will come. I hope I'm wrong on this prediction. I'm making several predictions, but I'll predict that due to her her ability to have state secrets while she was Secretary of State. She can bring down a lot of people, and I don't think it'll ever happen. Don't think it'll happen. I hope I'm surprised. I hope it does happen. I hope we do seek justice for the wrongful things that she did and put an end to that. That will basically say that there is only one law. There is not a two-tier system, one for the rich and wealthy and one for us. I do believe in the rule of law, and it applies to all. It applies to everyone the same, equally. So no exemptions. You can't have them just because you're rich and famous and you have power or position in government. Doesn't fly by me, and I'm going to cross my fingers. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it'll ever happen. She's a big fish. They'll fry some smaller fish, and she will swim away upstream, downstream, wherever, and she'll get away. My prediction, prove me wrong. If we actually have a fair system, justice will be served. Well, I wanted to, if you don't mind, Ken, go ahead and play that clip. You know, we're talking about these actors, and they're saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's not good enough, man. They're actors. I want some real oomph. I want some real I'm sorry. And which brings me back to this clip here I'm going to play now. So go ahead and play that clip for Mr. Swaggart, Ken.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood.
I love that. I love that. You know, we're talking actors here. Hollywood, come on. Give me one of those Grammy performances, I'm sorry, and sobbing. Come on. I expect nothing but the best acting. Just saying you're sorry doesn't cut it with me. So I had to laugh at this because they're just coming out and say, hey, I'm sorry. I should have done that. You know, come on. Be more like Jimmy Swaggart there. Get emotional. Tell us, show us you really, really mean it. But got a little article here in front of me talked about out here in Florida. They were talking about inappropriate material. And they want to burn some books up, which reminds me of Fahrenheit 451. That censoring, if there's the word penis in a book for a kid, that's a terrible thing. I mean, they are using the correct terminology. I'm in the medical field, so use the correct terminology. I'm not sure what the problem is. These kids are watching TV and seeing a lot of terrible things. If you just watch an episode of CSI, SUV, or SVU, Special Victims Unit, that you'll see there's rape, murder, there's all kinds of bad stuff. It's okay for your kid to watch that, but if they read the word penis in a book, my God, that's just terrible, but we better burn that book. But, you know, if it comes down to, I'm not sure what's going on with the sexual allegations, accusations. This is political. This is career suicide for Hollywood, career suicide. And I'm okay with it. There's nothing really worthy on TV most of the time anyway. It's crap. So if it's political suicide, let's get it over with. Let's forget about Hollywood. Let's forget about the big screen movies. Let's just forget it, get rid of it all. Let's all sit back and read a good book. Oh, but I forgot, censorship of our books, can't do that. So we can burn the books. We can dance around the books like a bunch of Indians at a bonfire. And after that's all over, we can stop and just stare at each other. Not say a word, because somebody may say something inappropriately and offend somebody. So we'll just stop and stare at each other. I don't know. Not sure where this is all going. All right. Well, we're going to go back, like I said, touch bases on we're going to do one other article before I go back to last Monday's show with Ron McDonald. And there was an injustice done this week in San Francisco. There was an illegal from Mexico that had come into the state and evidently had fired a pistol, killing a young woman. And they went to trial. And by all amazement, I was really surprised, but then I'm not, maybe, found not guilty. So, Ken, if you can go ahead and play that clip real quick.
Furious Trump just got massive revenge on the legal killer overnight after nasty judge sent him free. On July 1, 2015, 32-year-old Kate Steinle died at a hospital 2 hours after being shot in the back of the head by illegal immigrant Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, also known as Jose Inez Garcia Zarate. Kate's death could have been easily prevented, had it not been for the liberal sanctuary city of San Francisco deciding to harbor the fifth deported criminal, who was easily able to gain re-entry into our country due to Obama's weak and unprotected southern border. Steinle's death caused a national debate on immigration policy, and for the past 2 years, we had hoped and waited for justice to finally be served, only to realize we live a world where illegals can now shoot Americans in broad daylight and get away with it. The judge presiding over the case handed down a shocking verdict where he let Zarate walk out of the courtroom a free man, proving once again that liberals in our country place more value on the life of an illegal felon murderer over the life of American victims. President Trump was furious over the verdict, and took to Twitter to vent about the travesty of justice and how we need to build the wall. But unfortunately for Zarate, getting sent back to Mexico by ICE agents could soon be the least of his worries. President Trump just stepped in following this travesty of justice, and has decided to make the illegal immigrant pay for his crimes, as a retaliation for the non-guilty verdict that was just handed down. Now breaking reports confirm that Trump is making his move, deploying members of the DOJ to bring federal charges against Jose Inez Garcia Zarate as a pushback to the non-guilty verdict. Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not specify exactly what charges Trump's DOJ will be bringing against Zarate, but put sanctuary cities across America on notice, insinuating that heads are about to roll for any other city that continues to harbor illegals and defy federal law. Sessions stated, "When jurisdictions choose to return criminal aliens to the streets rather than turning them over to federal immigration authorities, they put the public safety at risk. San Francisco's decision to protect criminal aliens led to the preventable and heartbreaking death of Kate Steinle," he said. While the state of California sought a murder charge for the man who caused Ms. Steinle's death, a man who would not have been on the streets of San Francisco if the city simply honored an ICE detainer, the people ultimately convicted him of felon in possession of a firearm. Sessions then said that Trump and the DOJ are not playing games at this point, and will continue to ensure that all jurisdictions place the safety and security of their communities above the convenience of criminal aliens. "The Department of Justice will continue to ensure that all jurisdictions place the safety and security of their communities above the convenience of criminal aliens," Sessions said. "I urge the leaders of the nation's communities to reflect on the outcome of this case and consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to cooperate with federal law enforcement officers. It's great that we finally have a president in office who places justice above everything else, and despite the asinine verdict that this liberal judge handed down, is doing everything in his power to ensure that justice prevails. You can be sure that the news of Trump's DOJ pressing charges will infuriate liberals, who continue to value the lives of illegal American murdering criminals over the lives of the senseless victims who continue to pay dearly for the insubordination of these sanctuary cities. Thank you for watching this video. What do you think about this? Share this on Facebook and Twitter along with your comments.
Well, there you have it. A very, very bad decision. Five times coming into the United States from Mexico, deported, sent back, comes back. Definitely a good case to highlight for your border wall. And it's not happening. Not happening fast enough. Getting blocked, the sanctuary city, sanctuary state. I'm really rather kind of amazed. This is one of the reasons, people, why I left California. When a governor decides, openly states that the state is becoming sanctuary cities and a sanctuary state after that, he's not working for you. Why would I want to be there? You're not working for the citizens. You're working for an illegal. That's the reason I left. And I think it was a good move. I just hope other states, other governors don't follow suit and are pressured, because this is going in a very, very bad direction. You know, I did the actual crunching of numbers one day of what the border wall would cost. It's approximately $12 to $15 billion. More after this commercial break. Off the Beaten Path.
I'm frightened of the things I'm Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Chris Botti and Joantha Brooks with the song called Forgiven. I send that out to Hollywood after all their misdeeds of inappropriate handling. Send that one out to them. We're talking about the case that was just reached the mass media here and the injustice of this young woman that died in San Francisco from the illegal that was deported five times and came back and actually, it's just, it makes me very, very angry. I guess that's one of the reasons I left California, because my voice was not being heard anymore. It's being squelched, and the illegals have a voice now. So that's one of the main reasons I left, besides of the taxes going up astronomically to pay for all these illegals that come into the state. But we're talking about the border walls. This is the perfect time to say, let's build this wall. So I'd crunched a few numbers to see what the wall would actually cost. And you know what? This is a high number because if you really want to build a wall, you could go the old wall like they have in the prisons with a barbed wire and steel, and you can do lots of things to prevent people from coming into your country. That's not really hard. If you want to build a beautiful wall that somebody can tag, well, yeah, that's going to cost you quite a bit more. So between, I think they said, $12 and $15 billion to build this border wall, Mexico and California. And that's cheap. That's cheap if you figure that it cost approximately anywhere from $75 to $100 billion in money paid out on illegals that come into your country. This is a net savings. So build the wall at $15 billion and save every year between $75 and $100 billion. It's not rocket science. Actually, it sounds like a good plan. And the money you save, you could actually put it back into your economy to help build your falling or failing infrastructure. And yes, folks, we have a failing infrastructure. Our roads are terrible. Our bridges are terrible. Our railroads are terrible. There's lots of work to be done. So that savings could be pumped back into the economy and maybe bring back work. How about that? Let's make America great again. Let's bring back jobs and let's put money into our infrastructure. Well, our infrastructure is falling and failing, and there's no word yet of when they're actually going to do any of these things they promised to do. Taxes go up. Taxes go up for more bureaucracy, more agencies, more rules and regulations, more aid to Israel. Of course, they need more of our money. That's a never-ending paycheck, by the way. The last one, what, being $34, $37 billion. And I know I'm going to get somebody out there in Canada is going to say I'm an anti-Semite for bringing that up. But no. I believe in taking care of my country's needs first. And if that is a crime, well, then I'm guilty. I believe in my country first above all others. That's the way it is. You don't like it? Too bad. Canada, you know who I'm talking about. You can find another station to listen to. I don't really care. My country comes first, America first. Well, now let's go back into what we were talking about with Ron McDonald and the campaign promises. When I vote somebody, I believe that what they tell me, hopefully, is the truth and that they will follow up with their promises in their campaign. And we heard Make America Great over and over again. That was a nice little catchy line. Of course, they always use those catchy lines. Obama had his catchy line. Change. Hillary had her little line. I'm not sure what it was offhand. Maybe somebody can remind me on that. By the way, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. It's 1-800-313-9443. If you want to chime in on any of these topics we're talking about. Commercial break. We'll be right back. Ken, no commercial? Commercial.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I was just mentioning about the building of the wall, between $12 and $15 billion to build the wall. And if you know, it shouldn't take this case in San Francisco, this atrocity here, to actually bring people to wake them up to say this has to be done, that we actually need a border wall. But it should be done. If you, like I said, build it at $12 to $15 billion, you'll have a net savings because we're spending at least $75 to $100 billion a year in aid and subsidies to people who have come into our country, who have thumbed their nose at our laws. Now, what kind of citizen would somebody make if they don't even care about how they got here? So if you selectively say, well, I don't care about that law, what other laws don't you care about? So they would make lousy citizens, and I'm going to go on record and say that. Lousy citizens, if you don't want to listen to the law or obey our laws coming into this country, you're not going to make a very good citizen. So I say build the wall. And on top of that, remove the incentive to come here to this country. It's pretty simple. You're not a citizen. You don't get benefits. You don't get all these luxuries. Those are for citizens, and that's it. So that's all I have to say on that. But, you know, I actually do believe that this jury was tainted. I don't believe for a moment that the entire jury sat back and said, yeah, you know, he picked up the gun and accidentally shot her in the back of the head, by the way. And it was wrapped in a towel or a shirt, and he picked it up, and it just discharged on its own. By the way, the gun actually belonged to a BLM agent that supposedly lost his gun. Isn't that strange how a Bureau of Land Management officer loses his gun, found in San Francisco on a pier, under a park bench, in a shirt, and an illegal picks it up, and the gun just goes off. But no, we need the wall. We need the wall. Any nation that does not have a border wall is not protecting its nation. That's a flat out. And at the time, we're supposedly having a war on terrorism. Of course, that war is a phony war. They don't want to win this war on terrorism because they can't continue taking your tax dollars for their military-industrial complex. And they have no excuse if they don't have terrorism, a fear of terrorism, to continue to do what they've been doing all along, and that's invading other nations by the use of fear tactics on you and taking your money and invading other countries to steal the resources. I can't believe nobody has chimed in on any of this stuff. I guess I'm just hitting all the connecting all the dots and dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's on this stuff. But nobody out there is going to contest what I've said to be fiction. So we're going to go back to what we're talking about, campaign promises. A lot of things are said on both sides of campaigns, and I'm just asking for people to actually ask for an accounting on their candidate, whether it be a president of the United States or a senator who's promised whatever to get elected. You have to call these people on what they promise you, and they have to fulfill some of their campaign promises. You know, I understand they can't all of them because of all the red tape and bureaucratic paperwork and all these people that just, you know, seem to get in the pathway of good legislation. And that's what usually happens. And so I just ask for my elected officials to give me something. Give me something. Don't do 4 years and say, well, I tried and I didn't succeed, but vote for me again. And I'm kind of fearful that may happen this next 4 years. If Donald Trump doesn't fulfill some of those campaign promises, he's going to lose a lot of his backing. A lot of people are going to say, why should I vote for you again if you didn't fulfill some of the campaign promises you talked about your first time around? So, you know, we talked about bringing people back to work, making America great again, jobs back to the United States, Hillary going to jail for her crimes. Well, those have kind of all gone away. Actually, you don't even hear about the deep state anymore. You never hear about the deep state, the shadow government that controls our Oval Office, and I assume it does. I think it has for a long time, not only this president, but past presidents. They have no idea when they take this job, a lot of them, I think, of who really pulls the strings. So we talk about the campaign promises, and we're going to talk about Donald Trump's campaign promise to bring back jobs to the United States. And you have to ask yourself right from the very beginning, why did the jobs leave in the first place? You know, does anybody ever think about that? Why did they leave in the first place? Why do we even have this issue? Well, I'm going to say one major, major word that will open up the door to the floodgates of why these jobs actually left this country. And I believe it was unions. I believe the unions, their demands were so great that the corporate America said, I can't deal with this. You got to remember, they're addicted to their profit margin. They want high profits. Want low costs, they want low labor costs, they're not able to tack it in to their consumer price index. If they do so, we stop buying. Americans are addicted to cheap prices now. So keeping this all in mind, Donald Trump talks about bringing jobs back. Well, you're still going to have the same problem. You're going to start the whole charade all over again. With the unions back in place, demands high wages, demands for insurance, benefits, whatever. And you're going to have to deal with the EPA, with the restrictions there. You're going to have so much red tape again to start over with again. So how are you going to do all that and keep the prices low, of which Americans are addicted to low prices? You know, they all started this campaign maybe 10 years ago, Walmart did, with Make America Great and Buy American. I think it was Buy American, Buy Made in the USA, Buy American. It got us all excited there for a while. I always looked at labels and said, where was this made? Oh, this is American made. I want to buy this. I want to buy this product. And we all started doing that. And then little by little, that whole slogan just disappeared. Made in America disappeared. And they started buying foreign products. Then you started turning over tags and find, of course, China probably being one of the biggest importers of goods to the United States. And he found Bangladesh. I found a Vietnam in there once in a while. Philippines, especially the garments and clothing, would be made in like Bangladesh. And we all said, wow, I like this. This is nice. This is cheap. But who's making it? It's not made by Americans anymore. So, you know, we got this little problem with having been addicted right now to low prices and the possibility, if we bring back jobs to the United States, that we'll be bringing back unions in place again and the whole thing starts over again. Which brings me to the problem with technocracy. Now, Ron and I were talking about this. I'm an observer. I look around a lot. I'm in the stores. I'm shopping, and I hate to shop. But I look over here at our local Walmart, and I see 53 checkout lanes. 53 checkout lanes. Of the 53, only 8 have a person standing there to check out your items, to scan your items, to bag your items. 8 out of 53. So I look over, there's a gentleman walking around from Walmart wearing a yellow vest. Evidently, he is the super user. He's the guy that's supposed to instruct you and tell you how to use the self-checkout lanes. Now, my mother called me the other day and told me she had an encounter with a Target super user wearing the vest, and he tried to direct her to these lanes to check herself out. He said, I'd be much faster. And she adamantly said, no, I want this young man right here to do my checkout. And he said, but it'd be so much faster. She said, no, I want this man to be my checker. I want to keep this man working. Well, I tried this also. I tried to go out of my way to say, no, I'm not going to do this self-checkout. I want to keep people working. Make America great again, right? Bring back jobs. So Walmart, when I talked to this individual from Walmart, the super user in the yellow vest, he told me that basically in 1 year to year and a half, that Walmart would be fully automated. And he said, Target will fall away. Kmart, they're all going in this direction. It's kind of scary that we talk about bringing jobs back to America. At the same time, we're eliminating jobs and being replaced by machinery. So you think, where does this all go? Where would it all end? Who is needed and who is not needed? And if you talk about the numbers of unemployment in this country, we're talking about 95 to 100 million people are out of a job, willing to work. I'd say maybe 85% of those, the rest of them just like the free ride, but maybe 85% actually want to get back to work. They've been outsourced their job to another country, and they want to get back to work, back in their industry where they went to college. We'll talk about that whole scam of college, too, how we've been sold on college is that your dreams will come true, your paycheck will come with a little delayed gratification and some education. We'll talk about that a little later here because I got another article on that, which is very interesting, that they're not talking about. Those are bubbles. Got another housing bubble that's probably going to bust soon. A bubble in the auto loan industry and an education bubble. We got bubbles everywhere that could rupture at any time and throw this country into a deep, deep depression. So I'm not sure how they're doing it. We've talked about it. I've talked about it in Wall Street. At Wall Street, really, I know it's soaring to its highest numbers ever right now, but they're not really true numbers. I believe there's a lot of Enrons out there. There's a lot of cooked books. You got books for the investors to show them, look, you want to invest with us. And we got another set of books here that basically is the true picture of how their company is really doing. Yeah, it's cooking the books. Kind of like the Mafia did that, didn't they? They had a set of books for the for people who were inquiring, and the other books were the real numbers, what they were cooking up. So I believe that Wall Street is another bubble that's being hyperinflated. It's not based on, let's say, consumer interest. It's not at all. It's hyperinflated. If you are in the market, I suggest you look for a way out and sit back and watch this thing and wait a while before you ever think about getting back in. This is, it's going to happen. We have stock market crashes all the time. We've had them, what, about almost every 10 years, it seems like. And at those times, if you look back on those stock market crashes, they don't call them crashes. They'll call them fluctuations, corrections. They hate to use the word collapse. They hate to use the word depression. Depression has you running to the bank, emptying your money out. They don't want you to do that. You got to have to keep your money in their system to prop up the system, the scam. So, but, you know, like I said, Donald Trump talking about bringing America, bringing jobs back to America. Well, that's great, great rhetoric. But I want to see how you're going to do it. Another phony number, 4.1% unemployment numbers. That's phony. It's not true. It's impossible. You can't have that and have all these store closings. Can't have it. I look around and I'm ready for another, this is what, five or six poor retail Christmas years that are coming. This is going to be another poor one. I want to see how they're going to explain that one. Are they going to explain another bad retail year Christmas? Sears is hanging on by a thread. Kmart, many others, Radio Shack pretty much gone now. How are they going to explain that one to you? That the economy is good, the market's strong, stores are closing, unemployment's still 4.1%, and Americans are not buying for Christmas again this year. How are you going to pass that one off, that lie off? I don't know, but I see the big picture, and I think RBN listeners see the big picture also. You're a smart bunch out there. You really are. You see it. You've been listening to this network long enough. You understand what's coming from Washington. When their lips are moving, yes, they're probably lying to you. I guess we're children. We can't be told the truth about how the state of the economy. Can't be told the truth because that upsets the balance of their system, their scam. So we're going into this technocracy. Basically, we're all going to be self-serving ourselves, and we won't need checkout people anymore. So we saw this early on in the 70s. I'm going to say 70s, late 70s, early 80s. This is the same system that came to the gas system, the gas stations, where we end up pumping our own gas. So in technocracy, there's a great book out there, by the way, by Patrick Wood. It's called Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. I suggest you check that book out because what he's talking about in this book here, we are limiting the need for people. If you ever watched that show called How It's Made, it's a great show. I actually like to watch this. I'm kind of an inventor myself, and I like to go in the shop. When I have a shop, I don't have one right now, presently, but I will be building one in the year, a nice shop to do all my crafts or whatever I do for woodworking. I'm just a guy who likes to tinker around the garage, I guess. But if you watch this show called How It's Made, you realize that there's a machine out there to do about everything you wanted to do. It's pretty amazing stuff. That at one time, there probably was a person who did that job, but now somebody built some machine. And now you aren't needed anymore. So the question is, where 10 years from now, 20 years from now, where will this technocracy lead us? Who will be working? Who will have money to buy services and goods if we're all pretty much put out of a job, eliminated through technocracy? It's an interesting thing that's happening here. Lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You know, I work in a hospital. Is there going to be some other way of taking away my job? I have seen jobs taken away in a hospital, but not through technocracy yet.
but maybe it's on the horizon. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. But we should, at this point, try to push back a little bit and not just go to those self-checkout lines. If you see a person standing in line there that actually is doing a job, we should all send a message loud and clear that we're not going to comply with this putting people out of work. Which is interesting, when I talked to the guy in the yellow vest, the super user, trying to teach everybody how to do this system. Of course, they'll have to keep a couple lines open because they'll have handicapped or elderly that aren't able to do the work themselves. So we'll go right back to this after this short break. You listen to Off the Beaten Path.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Nobody's complained about my 80s music, bumper music today. Actually, I haven't had any calls. Not sure what's going on out there today, but we continue with the conversation I had with one of the super users at the Walmart wearing his yellow vest because I was concerned. I said, I walked through and I saw 53 checkout lanes. Only 8 of them had an actual person to check out and bag your goods. And I asked him, I said, what's going on here? And he said, well, pretty much we're going to go full automation in a year, year and a half. Target's going to fall away. Everybody, it appears that everybody in retail, Kohl's, everybody in retail is going this direction of full automation. You're going to do all the work. They'll have a few lines open for the elderly who cannot bag their own goods or they're handicapped. They're driving their little carts, which will be interesting. They'll have a line with a whole bunch of carts. It'll look like a drive-in at the Taco Bell backup, you know. And that could get out of hand, too, because the elderly, you know, it could pop your tire or something, and you're not moving fast enough. I don't know what to expect from that. But they'll pretty much eliminate all the checkout lines. They'll just have a couple open for the handicap. And so pretty much you're getting rid of people. We're getting rid of people when we want to get people back to work. And I look at some of these elderly that the Walmart's hired. And I know these people don't want to be there. They're retired. I've seen somebody, I saw one as old as 80. I believe she said she was 80 years old. And she was doing 40 hours a week at the Walmart as a greeter and checkout person. And I was surprised. And I know I didn't go into further questioning of why are you here? Why aren't you in retirement enjoying your golden years? But I can only assume that she's required to do this to survive. She lost her pension. She lost through some fraud. Wall Street took a lot of her money, and now she has to supplement it with working at Walmart. Well, guess what? In a full automated Walmart, those people won't be needed either. So the elderly that are taking these jobs are not going to have a job anymore. No checkout girls and no Walmart greeters. And so that 4.1%, well, it should start going up, don't you think? Are they going to continue that lie again? 4.1%, 4%, 3.9%. I don't buy it. Like I said, it's just it doesn't equate with what I see. And I'm a focal kind of guy. I look around, and if I see it, I usually believe it. You know, for myself, I'm an educated person, and we are buying what's coming out of Washington to be true. Back in a little bit. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic.